recapping a little bit of the Firecracker Classic. I know talking to Easton, very pleased. This was a great tournament with a couple of different divisions. Kelsey, I know you helping to run and everything, put the brackets together, stuff like that. It was a great way to send the JC Sports Complex, it sounds like, in its last tournament to get ready now for the new complex next summer, huh?
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. You know, it was a little bittersweet being our last year there, but super excited for the future at the new fields. But yeah, just kind of, we kind of went all out this year as far as, you know, just getting the whole fields ready and the decorations and all that. We just thought we would go out with a bang.
Talk about your Rebels team. They were in it. You had a division in there and played a good competition in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, our girls went 3-0 on Saturday in pool play. They played really well. Our pitchers threw really well. Our bats came alive this weekend, and that was really fun to see. We beat a North Platte elite team 13-1 our first game. Our second game, we played Cordon Flames, and we beat them 15-0. And then our third game, we played the Sandhills Twisters, and they gave us a good run. We beat them 11-5, but it was good competition that last game. And then starting Sunday for tournament play, we played Alliance, and we've played them twice already up in North Platte. We won one, lost one against them down there. And then here in McCook, we beat them 7-3, which put us into the championship against the Bells. And we lost 0-12 against them, but they're a solid team, you know. So we put up a good fight, I thought, against them, which is all we could ask. So
kind of had a good feeling that it was going to be those two teams in the title game, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, just getting done coaching what four of those this fall in college ball, so you knew it was going to be tough. But like I said, our girls played well against them and held their own for a while, and so that's all you could ask.
I know, as far as it's been a while since we had a chance to talk to you. You've had some other tournaments. I think there was some tournaments that you played in, but there was, I think, the one Broken Bow you were scheduled, didn't get a chance playing in because of a rainout, didn't you?
Yeah, we made it all the way down there, and then it just rained like crazy, and there was no chance that they were going to get those fields ready for any games that weekend. So unfortunately, we didn't get a play that weekend. We kind of instead combined us and Easton's 14U team, and we combined those two teams and came home and did a scrimmage so that we could still get some live reps in. So that was good. Weekend before that, yeah, we were in North Platte, and Saturday pool play we didn't do too well, but we fought back on Sunday and won the championship in the silver bracket. So that was a good turnaround there.
That always brings out some really good teams in that tournament too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We had played North Platte Express, and we lost our first game to them 4-5. So that one was a close one. And then we lost to Alliance that next game. And then the Bells, we lost to them. But then in tournament play, we beat Lexington, and then we played KT Diamonds, and we beat them 7-4. And then came back and beat Alliance in the championship 9-6. They came back really well after a not-so-great start on Saturday.
That Alliance team you faced, North Platte, was that the same one that came to McCook for this recent tournament?
It was, yep. Same team, so it was good to get that win.
Here we are, state tournament time. This is, I think, pretty much going to wrap it up for the regular season, or if you do well, can you move on to more postseason play?
You probably could, but this will wrap it up for us for this year, so we'll head down there on Friday, and our first game is at 11 a.m. on Friday, and we play a Pumas team from Blue Springs. I don't really know much about them. Their competition they've seen, I haven't really even seen much of, so it'll be a new team that we don't really know much about going into, which isn't a bad thing.
Do you see any other familiar teams in that bracket that you've already played or had a chance to see sometime this summer?
Maybe a couple of them. Not too many, though. We may have seen a few at districts, but for the most part, they're pretty new.
So it's going to be a good tournament, no question. 4th of July, it's always been over. I think it has in the past kind of been over 4th of July weekend, hasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of just depends what state you go to when it is. It's been a while since we've played in one over 4th of July, but yeah, we'll just, I guess, make the best of it down there.
Been a great group to coach, no question. I think a lot of these girls will, you know, get done with softball, and you're going to see a few of those on the roster for the high school fall season too, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll see quite of them, like you said, come back in the fall. So it's been fun kind of getting them, you know, reps in this summer, playing together, getting familiar with each other, and getting ready for the high school season. So